Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Studs Up Podcast. I am Garfield.
Podcast. You said Codcast. What, are you fishing now?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go podcasting.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. That's our new
welcome
fishing
to
podcast.
Welcome to the Studs Up Codcast.
Yeah, it's the new fishing podcast where we go in studs up for fish.
It's a way, I guess.
That's not a great way to fish.
No, it's inefficient.
No, you would much rather do it with bait and or tackle. Anyway, no, this is an English Premier League style podcast with nothing to do with fishing, cod, but a little bit to do with studs up. As in the football tackle.
Yes.
Anyway, on this podcast, we're going to be talking about our fantasy Premier League team.
Your fantasy team, which is rubbish.
No,
it needs changing.
No. So if you listen to our fantasy podcast from last week, Simon Says had decided that our dual team was terrible and that he needed to start again. Now, his first move from last week was to sell the assist-worthy points-getting at Paul Pogba for the couldn't-even-get-a-game David Silva, and subsequently, Simon Says's new team slid way down the rankings.
It did. It went from about 1.5 millionth out of 5.5 million down to 1.8 million.
So a huge slide. So if you listened to last week, as you heard,
This is true, but like many new managers,
yeah.
I'm in a rebuilding phase.
You want that new manager bounce.
And I've actually gone to the board this week.
Yeah.
And I've asked them for backing, transfer backing. I've said, the chairman did say, look, we can't really fund you. You have to sell to buy.
Yeah.
But he's allowing me to, quote, play the wild card. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with PremierLeague.com fantasy, first and foremost, we will link our league and whatnot.
Feel free to join us.
At the bottom of this podcast. So have a look at it. Click on the link. Join. By all means, it's really fun.
Yeah.
We're clearly not that good at it, so you'll win. So that's great. So good for your confidence. Not so good for ours. However, what it allows you to do is there's a couple of things you can play each week. So there's three buttons that you're allowed to push over the course of a season, once each. One of them is a triple captains button, which what that does is at one week that you decide to use that, it has to be in advance of the week. You can't, you know, pick the Eden Hazard hat tricks, you know, week and go, oh, triple that captain bonus.
Yep.
But what it does is if you, for example, choose, let's say, Sergio Aguero this week as your captain.
And he gets five goals.
And you play the triple captain boost. And he gets a hat-trick. You'll actually get whatever points he gets tripled.
Yep.
So it can be a very immense week and a great equalizer. There's another one called the wild card, which is the one I'm going to be using today.
Uh-oh.
And the wild card allows me to completely change the team. I get to sell basically everyone in the team and start over with the budget that's left from, you know, whatever.
Now, you get to do this once per season.
Twice.
You get
two wild cards. Okay. You get one to use in the first half of the season, and then one to use in the January transfer window.
So, again, a little bit of a looky-loo here into Simon Says' mind. So, after last week, where he decided that he was so good at fantasy
that he
took over the entire running of the team,
I'm still
after
top
1 week, the white flag has got up, and he has said, no, I failed.
I need to start again from scratch. No,
I cannot fix this. I'm not good enough.
I have picked up a catastrophe from Garfield.
That's not true.
No. The fans are booing his name. I can hear them.
Boo, Garfield sucks.
No, they're saying Farfield. They're saying kick it Farfield.
No, there's a ginger beard loser.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah, I can hear
so
it.
Personal.
That's so weird. Yeah. Guys, calm down. You're right, but calm down.
It's so weird, too, because we're not even in a stadium.
Yeah, and where... Are they in your house?
Yeah, they're downstairs, I think.
What's going on?
It's coming from the TV. It's weird.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So I am actually going to build this team from scratch.
Oh, right now, live.
Right now, live.
Yeah, yes. Well, you won't hear it live, but you'll be hearing it as if live.
Oh, it's live. In fact, let me tweet right now.
Oh, it's live, baby.
Let me tweet right now. Yep. I'm going to tweet out to y'all so you know it's happening right this very moment.
Yeah, he's writing away.
And I am going to... Twitter's taking a while to...
Yeah, no, that's all right. Talk us through the thought process. My internet was being weird before, so maybe that's what was going on there. So what are you typing? Talk us through that.
Hey, everyone. We are... recording live.
So if you see this tweet in the future, that was your past, but our now.
As in,
how confusing is that when you think about
it?
I
know. As in, right now, it's almost a bit interstellar-esque.
A little bit, yeah. Like the time dilution. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Relativity. Recording live, as in right now, doing fantasy. Any tips?
Oh, I see. So you won't ask me for tips. You're instead blowing up the entire team.
See, I believe in our
fans. Our audience, no, that's okay. They can tip away. Are you going to actually accept any of these tips?
Absolutely.
Or are you
going to
look
good
at them with the usual amount of disdain that you give these kind of things? From personal experience.
No, I love our fans, unlike you, who just does whatever you feel like doing just because you love Pogba. He just like has to go in, even though he's been terrible.
He was great value for money. What is it? 3 assists this season, 2 goals already?
He's actually not good value for money. In terms of points per minute,
he's only worth like 8 million.
He's
only 8 million or something.
Yes, but he's not worth it. He's actually way down that list.
No, he's great.
No.
You sold him at the
wrong time. O'Doherty is actually better than him.
It's fine. You sold him at the wrong time. You sold him in a week, he got an assist, and your replacement didn't even get to start the game. I understand.
Pogba's terrible.
You're not having a good run of it, and you've already thrown in the towel, and you've decided to restart entire fantasy.
We are tweeted.
I get it.
We are live tweeted,
okay,
everybody.
Okay, so, well then, Mr. Blowing Up the Entire Team of our hard work and sweat and brain power, what are you going to do here now that you've blown it all up? You've got to start.
I'm just trying
to
work out how to use the wild card. I've never used it, so this would be interesting.
Wild card. Yeah.
To activate your wild card, you must make
18
enough
years
proposed
or older.
Transfers. Okay. Okay, got you. So what I've got to make the transfers and then I play the wild card.
Oh, so you got to make all the changes.
Make
we'll
all
change away.
The
so
changes.
Keeper, you start at keeper.
Start at keeper.
David De Gea.
I think I'm pretty okay with the. I just want to see what the
my
other keepers
choice, of course.
Are.
Just
no,
just
he was my choice.
That's incorrect. Obviously,
definitely.
He's mine.
I mean, it was so obviously my choice.
No, it's obviously mine.
Definitely,
I mean,
mine.
There's absolutely no doubt in anyone's mind that is my choice.
So clearly my choice.
Nice to see that we're one from one for me at the moment.
Definitely my choice.
Even when you're blowing
the
whole thing up,
Alisson
keeping
is
mine.
Actually cheaper than De Gea.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to make the change?
As is
though?
Edison.
Are you going to make these changes though?
I need to research. That's how this game works.
Oh no, we are. We're going to be here all day.
Something you were not good at.
Oh, it's one week, ladies and gentlemen. He gets it wrong, and he's lost his mind. He's blown up the whole thing.
McCarthy at Southampton is really good bang for buck as a reserve.
Well, yeah, because he's actually starting this season,
so
that's not a bad call. And Hughes does usually play a more defensive.
Oh, Etheridge at Cardiff has also got really good points somehow.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that a thing?
I'm not going to do it, though. I haven't got that much of a sack. Just don't. No chance. It's just too deadly.
Yeah, that is a weird... I guess...
Whereas De Gea only has 19 points so far this season versus Hennessy, who has 35.
Isn't there
and
something
Hennessy
built in...
is only 4.6 million versus De Gea's 5.9.
Isn't there something built in where it's like the amount of saves per game can earn you extra points?
It can, yes.
Yeah, so
not a lot.
But still enough, apparently, to get Hennessy up to 31.
My question has to be, though, Edison is cheaper than De Gea and Manchester City are better than Manchester United.
So that's Edison you're looking at now.
So it saves me a bit of money.
You can put him in.
Yeah, let's see what that looks like.
Well, it's your team, so...
I don't mind that, and I don't have a lot, but I do...
Remember, it also cuts you out of a City midfielder outfield player, I should say, for later on.
I'm just going to ditch players first, see how much money I've got. Who do
Fair
I want to keep out of this squad? I want to keep Trippier.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
I want to keep Mane and Firmino.
Okay, yeah, that also makes a fair bit of sense.
I'm a bit dicey on Callum Wilson and Aubameyang. Maybe he might come back to Aubameyang, but I know he's just come good, so I feel a little bit better about him at the moment.
Yeah, again, my pick, so that's
Ward and
good
Dunk,
to see.
I'll have to reassess. Pedro, you're out.
Pedro's out.
Madison may come back to you, but let's have a think.
Gee, you are. You're ripping this whole thing up, aren't
you?
Yeah,
the sheet is just torn up. Even Alexander Arnold, I didn't realize he's been that good for us, has he? Okay, so now there's been a few players that have done very well, so I'm a little remiss to actually get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Even weirdly, Oriol Romeo, our bench player, has actually accumulated, by the way, more points than Pogba has. So anyway, just putting that out.
You
there.
You can put that out there, but Pogba's going to have a bit of season.
So now, what have I got? I've got £64.8 million in the bank.
Okay.
And I need to fill 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 spots.
Oh my good. Whoa. Okay.
So on average,
yikes.
$6.4 million a plus. I need a couple
yikes.
Of cheapies to get that number up. Let me start at the back. So if I were to go.
Welcome to watching Simon Says actually build the team here.
Yeah, it's actually it's a process.
Yeah, it's educational.
What's Kepa worth? 5.5.
It's quite a bit.
Yeah, but he's cheaper than Allison and Edison as well. And he's 0.4 million cheaper than
really,
De Gea.
You're going hard on the keepers, aren't you?
Hmm.
You really want to save your money there.
Yeah, I do.
I think Edison is... you know what? No, I won't get involved. It's your team.
I can always change these.
You can always change these.
So I'll add Kepa for the time being. Even though I think he's overrated.
So in comes Chelsea's keeper.
I'll go McCarthy from Southampton as the backup.
That's a very good... That's astute.
Now, where are my defenders? Move on to defenders. So I've got Kepa in there at the moment with McCarthy.
Yeah, and in the past, obviously, Foster Frazier would have been starting for... Yeah. Or Frazier Foster, I should
Frazier
say.
Foster, yeah.
For Southampton. So that's an interesting one because McCarthy would have started the game as very cheap.
Now, I'm going to throw Eden Hazard into our midfield from now just because he's in such good form and I'll
in great
work
form.
Back from there.
Yeah, he's worth having in there, I would say.
Let me go defenders quickly.
We'll do it slowly, either way.
Alonso is fantastic.
He is, really, he's great.
But he is so expensive.
Yeah,
6.9.
He's so expensive.
But he is so far and away ahead of every other defender in terms of...
Because he gets so many assists.
Yeah.
He's had as many shots on goal this season as Pedro.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What an incredible statistic.
Yeah, isn't that a great stat?
Oh, it's nuts. That is insanity.
Yeah. I think he's their equal second highest shot on targeter.
You know, when you look at there's some other players up there that are pretty expensive as well.
Yeah.
For example, you look at Kyle Walker from Manchester City.
Yes.
6.5 million. He's 0.4 million cheaper than Alonso.
Yep.
But he has 31 points. Alonso's got 52.
Whoa. It's only 5-6 games in.
Yeah. It's insane.
That's lunacy.
Think about how many that is per game.
Yeah. That's like 8-9 a match on average.
That is insanity.
Yeah, that's nuts. Okay, well, it'd be weird not to try and shoehorn him in there.
Hollabas is only 4.9 million, though.
Yeah, but
and he's got 35 points.
It ain't no Hollabas girl. Ain't no Hollabas girl.
That sounds honestly quite terrible. A hollow bass? Like a smallmouth
bass? Oh, a hollow bass.
A smallmouth bass?
Okay, like a pre-eaten bass? Yeah, this isn't a fishing podcast again, everyone. It's not really.
Well, it could be.
Okay. What's your favorite kind of fish?
To eat?
Yeah, sure. Or to catch. I was like trying to catch snapper because they'd be quiet.
I think the last thing I ever caught was an ocean trout.
Oh, that's okay.
But it was a little bit dodgy because I caught it in a canal.
Oh.
And they're put in there for fishermen.
Yeah.
So it's not like I didn't catch them in the wild in the open seas or anything like that. So
yeah,
I think it was
fair
pretty, and I think I
it's
did it
pretty
with,
tame.
If I recall correctly, I did it with a hand line, which is... just stupid.
I'm not
a fisherman, clearly.
No, clearly. I've caught a Mako shark once. That thing went mental.
Nice.
Yeah, that was crazy. It started ramming the boat.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, we took it back and ate like flake and it was really, really nice.
Okay, I just added Doherty from Wolves.
Yes, fair
4.4 million.
Yep, the right back.
A starter,
fair enough. Yep.
And clearly very good.
He's very good. The Irish international. Only became an international, I think, past the age of 25.
Oh, wow.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, that's nutbag. That's a bag of nuts.
Yeah.
That is a bag of nuts.
So there you go. So what's your back line looking like now?
I've got Trippier, Doherty, and Alexander-Arnold for the time being.
Right. So you've got rid of Stones as well.
Yeah, I dumped Stoner.
But you're not looking at Alonso at this stage. And you don't have a City
player. I'm looking at Alonso.
And at the moment, you don't have a City player in there. Not even Mendy.
Correct.
Not even Mendy.
No, because I'm thinking about going whole hog for Aguero. Mendy doesn't play every game. And he hasn't played every game.
Okay. Again, it's your team, so okie dokie.
And Aguero is in ridiculously good form.
Okay.
I also quite like Mitrovic's form. I just don't know if that's going to stay.
Yeah, I think it will enough, but he's already got, what, 4 goals or something?
6.
Oh my goodness. Is it really that high already?
He's top scorer in the Premier League with Hazard.
Oh, no, it's not going to stay that high.
Yeah,
I was going to say he'll probably finish the season with 13, which is
so
crazy,
got,
which is crazy respectable, but it's like halfway there. He has more goals than Newcastle combined, by the way, which is a slightly stupid statistic.
I don't mind Danny Ings at 5.7. It's not terrible. He's going to play all the league games for Southampton.
He will play a lot, but he is made
not a bad
balsa
backup.
Wood.
Not a bad backup.
He is made of balsa.
Can drop him later if he gets snapped.
He is made of balsa wood. Just devil's advocate.
Vieto, 5.5. Not bad. Jimenez, 5.5.
Yeah, okay. I can at least see Jimenez. Maybe.
The best bang for buck players up on that level. Andre Gray's got 26 points and he costs $6 million.
At Watford, though, where he's going to start a lot. And his partnership with Troy Deeney has been very fruitful so far. So you never know.
Yeah, not terrible. I see that. But Wilfred Zaha at $7 million is also tempting.
You know that I am a huge fan. That's where my money would be. That is where my money
Gabby Jesus at 10.3, and he's really underperformed. That's way too expensive.
Yeah.
I don't hate Giroud at Chelsea with 7.8 million, though.
He will get assists, but not as many goals, you wouldn't think.
Mm.
But assist-wise, he will get
7.8 is cheap for a striker.
Yeah, but he's no Zaha.
Gee, this is not easy.
Wow, who'd have thought? After all
Harry
of your...
Kane, 12.4. Wow, Aguero, 11.4. A whole million cheaper for Aguero.
Yeah, that is actually pretty
Mitrovic,
good.
7.
Again, very good value right there.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah, Zaha and Mitrovic seem to be the value for money players in the forward line at the moment.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. And then you can obviously have Aguero and you'll have siphoned off enough money that you might be able to save in midfield or defence a little bit with some cheapies.
If I just chuck Aguero and Mitrovic in for the time being.
So he's going some bigger buys here. Aguero first.
What happens there? What am I left with? I'm left with 21 million and four spots to go.
So 5 million, 5 and a bit million.
It's not terrible, is it?
Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
If I can get me a cheap
You can
defender,
do two sixes and two fours and you're okay.
Let me go a cheap defender. Let me sort, instead of my total score, let me go for price.
Where's your Ruben Neves or your Moutinho or someone?
Yeah, I'll be looking at them in midfield in a moment. Yeah. I'm just going to try find me
or
a cheap.
Or Decore or Will Hughes, because Will Hughes is all of a sudden
he
shot
has,
into
hasn't he?
Starting.
He's actually had a brilliant...
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Will Hughes over at Watford, the former Derby youngster. I think he's brilliant.
Okay,
I'd be shocked if he wasn't called into the England squad sooner rather than later. I think he's only 22, maybe 23 now. Great young player, though. Really, really top draw.
So who's the starting defence lineup at Watford these days? Like, are they settled on that? No, sorry, for I meant for Wolves, my bad.
Ah, okay. That is a much better question.
Are they settled?
So who do they have back there? I keep thinking it's Craig Cathcart, but he's at Watford. I've got my brain all skewed. So Wolves have... Oh, no, I'm thinking Fulham because Fosu Mensah. So who is starting at Wolves nowadays? You're going to have to look it up.
I'm just finding it now.
Yeah, you're going to have to because I can't think of that off the top of my head. Even though they just played Manchester United, I probably should have been paying more attention to it. But I wasn't.
Just going to find it right now. Wolves.
He's looking it up. Here we go. Look at the suspense from those at home. It must be killing them.
Yeah, I know, right? It's really not that kind of podcast.
Well, either you wouldn't know and you'd be bored enough to be like, really? Are we looking this up? Or you'd know and you'd be screaming at the podcast going, you know, it's O'Doherty! Why don't you know it's O'Doherty?
They played Johnny as a wingback.
Yep.
Bolly, Cody, and Bennett as centre-backs.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay. Bennett's only 4.1 million.
Yeah, he's... I don't think he's a great player, but I mean, he's going to start a lot.
But he's not bad to have just as a pure backup player who's cheap.
Yeah, okay.
Saving me some dollars.
I can see that.
Because that puts another million elsewhere.
Okay, we'll put him in then if that's what you want to do.
And I have two Wolves players in there. Wow, that's good. But Doherty's in there on merit.
Yeah.
Bennett's in there for cheapness.
On anti-merit.
Yeah, anti-merit if you like.
Yeah.
Diop at West Ham, no. Ogbonna, no. Kiko Firmino. Don't hate that.
Okay. I can kind of see that.
What else have we got down the bottom here? Moreno. No thanks. Ever.
Yeah, well.
Never.
That's the Liverpool coming out of here. He'll also never start, of course.
Ward at Crystal Palace.
Well,
4.3.
He doesn't start all. Well, actually, he's been starting more this season.
Ooh, Johnny, another Wolves player, 4.4. He's also cheap.
Well, that'd be your third Wolves.
Yeah.
That would take you out of Neves.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to go with Neves or Moutinho.
Is Mankio starting these days for Newcastle?
You'd have to have a look. You'd have to look it up.
Oh, I'd have to look it up. Look, what use are you? You have a computer right there.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just watching you do it because, again, it's your team now. All right, fine. I'll have a look. I will pick up my phone and I will look it up. But now you have to talk more.
So we got Wesley Hote from Southampton. That's not a terrible idea. I mean, he's pretty useless. Dummett Clark Yedlin, 4.5. Not bad. Fosu Mensah at Fulham, 4.5.
Yeah, see, that's not too bad, actually. Because he was also starting, so... Yeah, and he plays forward, it right back.
And he gets forward.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to chuck Fosu in there and see what this looks like now.
I'm a big fan of your...
So what, I've got 12.4 million left, and I've got two midfield spots to fill.
Yeah, and Manquillo is indeed starting at the moment, although he got taken off at halftime for Newcastle. So
gotcha. You know, no, I'm happy. Fosu Mensah's not. That's not bad. I could.
Yeah,
do
I think Fosu Mensah's pretty good in a better team.
And when you consider in my back line of five, or not starting five, like you have to choose five defenders in this.
Yeah.
I've got four wingbacks. So that's going to maybe get me some goals.
Yeah. No Alonso, though. No Alonso.
No Alonso at this point, no.
But some assists, hopefully.
If I took Alonso into this team as it is, I would end up with no money left. I'd have nothing left. Honestly, there'd be nothing left for me.
Well, I mean, this is trying to juggle how fantasy works, right?
It really
is.
This is
one of the weird things about it.
Yeah, it really is difficult.
So move into your midfield, and where are you thinking of spunking some more money?
I've got 12.4 million left.
For how many positions?
Two.
Oh, there you go. That's 6.2 per position.
Yeah, but I need one cheapy so I can increase the value of the other.
To eight or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it does, again, depend who you want to bring in.
If I go to the bottom of this list.
Oh, so you're going bottom before you go top.
Yeah. See, let me sort out the Obiang at West Ham.
Yeah, that's that's a pretty good one actually. That because
he's
good. Yeah, well he's going to start a lot because he gives them a lot of balance in that midfield.
He's a maybe,
just a maybe.
He's a maybe. Yeah.
What about Decore or Will Hughes?
Too expensive.
Will Hughes? How much is Will Hughes?
Like 20 million.
No, he's not. Lies.
That's total lies.
He'd be at most six, at most.
Ooh. Guendouzi at Arsenal only 4.5.
Yeah, I think he'll drop out of the team relatively quickly, though.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Foden! Fodinho!
Never going to start.
I know.
As much as I do love Fodinho.
Yeah.
Future England international.
Very hard to find starters down at this level. That's why Obiang is looking really good.
Yeah, he would be looking good.
Lewis Cook at 4.8 is already a step up in price.
That is... he's not bad. He hasn't been starting all the time for Bournemouth, but gee, he's a good player.
Dembele, 4.9.
No, I wouldn't go anywhere near it.
4.9.
Hasn't been starting, but he has been injured. Where is Will Hughes?
Haven't gotten to him
yet. I feel like I'm doing...
Torreira, 4.9.
That's good value for money at 4.9. Are you kidding? I feel like I'm doing Daenerys Stormborn. Like, where is my Will Hughes?
He still hasn't popped up.
Wow.
There he is, 5 million.
Oh, that's good value.
Better than Torreira?
Not better than Torreira.
And better than Obiang at 4.4?
4.4 is also good value. Where is Madison?
Ndidi at 4.9.
Where's Madison?
7.
Ugh, he's so good, though.
Yeah, too expensive.
He's so good, though. Well, who's going to be your expensive option, then? If you go Obiang at 4.4, that leaves you with what? 7.8. Is that correct?
I'll tell you now.
Okay. Go on, put him in there.
Chuck Obiang in.
There we go. So Obiang's entered the team.
That leaves me with eight on the dot.
8 million. You can go a Madison with a million spare, and you can step up to Torreira or to Will Hughes.
So there's Bernardo Silva at 7.5.
Yeah, it doesn't start for every game, though.
That's right. Willian, 7.4. Sigurdsson, 7.4. Lucas Moura, 7.4.
Again.
Madison 6.8 has gone backwards.
Oh, that's where your money should be. He's going to start every game. He'll assist a bunch of Jamie Vardy goals.
Richarlison 6.6.
Yeah, that's great.
That's the man.
Yeah, that's where you want it. That's great value.
Gee, I might make a different choice now. Elsewhere.
Yeah, you can totally.
So what have I got left? And now I got 1.4 million to move elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
Well, Obiang has to go then.
Oh, okay. You're stepping out the midfield. You're not even going to look at the
actually,
backs.
No, I'll keep Obiang.
Yeah, because he's decent value.
And it's maybe Aurel Romeo.
Yeah, get rid of Romeo.
Or I do something really
okay. Here
sneaky.
We go. Yeah, what are you going to do?
And I dump Mitrovic. And they gave it for a striker, it's 8.4 million.
And who do you have in that kind of 8.4 million
range? We're going to find out, aren't we? Tune in.
Right now.
Right now.
Continue listening.
Continue listening is what I meant. 8.4 million. Let's see what we got here on this list.
Okay, run through some names.
Sort by price. Yes. Okay.
Well, your Zaha is going to pop up again. So that's exciting for you.
Giroud at 7.8.
Yep.
Zaha at 7. Ooh, same beautiful. Price as Mitrovic.
That's good money right there.
I actually think Zaha's probably got more
longevity
in him than Mitrovic.
I
think Mitrovic won't continue to score.
I agree. I think Zaha's where your head should be.
Thing is, I can't go higher than that. I wanted to.
so that's not an option for you. So you've got to look elsewhere. You either look at your back line, where you look at someone like Mendy trying to be squeezed in there for City, or you look back in your midfield and you get rid of Romeo, because he is slightly dead weight comparative. You might be able to get a Neves or a Will Hughes or a Madison. Remember, you might be able to
1.4 million on Obiang only takes me to 5.8. Takes me out of the category of some of those higher ranked players.
Torreira,
I can probably
and Will
get.
Hughes.
I can get Neves.
Yeah, or Torreira.
Or Torreira.
Or Will Hughes.
Or Will Hughes. Why are you pushing Will Hughes? What is it with you and Will Hughes?
You guys have a thing? Yeah, I like Will.
Do you have a thing? Something I need to know about?
Not a thing the way that you think it's a thing, but I have some unrequited.
Sounds like you
I have
could
some
be...
unrequited love there. It's like definitely that. It's like in Happy Gilmore, and he's like he's on the dance ring, and I'm singing My Endless Love. That's how I feel about Will Hughes.
Does he like you at all?
No. No, we haven't actually spoken.
Really?
Yeah, again, it's a little bit of a playground crush.
What was the new role I gave you in the other podcast?
What, the chief scout at Arsenal?
No, that
was my old one.
That was your old job.
What did you try to hire me for?
I think I tried to move you elsewhere, didn't I?
I tried to it was
the director of football for United. Since isn't that a job that's going currently?
Well, yeah, it will be very soon. Yeah.
So there you go. That's your new job.
That's a okay. Will Hughes first in the door.
Really, for Manchester United?
No, not at all.
I somehow
Sorry,
didn't
Will.
Think that was the case.
Sorry, Will.
God, you stepped him up quite a level.
Yeah, I really did step him up a little bit too high there.
William Hughes, you reckon?
I know. I'm just throwing it out there. I just think he's going to have a decent season. At 5 million, but I think Torreira at 4.9 is probably better value. Let's be honest.
Honesty is the best policy.
Not always.
Sarri at 5.5.
It's not always the best policy. I don't know why people say that. Wijnaldum
5.5.
Okay.
Well, Moutinho 5.4.
Yeah, that's good value.
It's pretty good value.
Yeah, it's good value. Where's Neves here?
Neves 5.2.
Yeah, see, that's also great value.
Oh, if I go Neves. I like Neves.
Yeah. He is
awesome.
He'll
get points. He should get points.
And he starts every game and he scores the occasional long ranger.
Yeah. I think he got assists as well.
Yeah, I think he got 8 goals last season in the championship.
He's with 0.6. That takes Obiang maybe out for another £5 million player.
That's your Will.
Solly March is 5 million. Kante is 5 million.
Yeah, that's not bad. Well, to be fair, Kante is going to be pushed up into more attacking positions.
Will
this
Hughes
season.
Is 5 million. Good Kapuwe old is 5 million.
So that's not bad
There's
either.
A lot of guys at 5.
There's a lot of value at 5, too.
Mm, seemingly.
You could actually
Wilfred
build...
Wilfred Ndidi at 4.9.
Yeah, you could build half a team around those 5s and then...
Aaron Lennon,
into...
5.
Okay. I mean, no, but I get it.
Oh, Jorginho 5.1.
Yeah, that's really good.
Oh, how do I get him in? I need to save 0.1 elsewhere.
But he doesn't score enough goals, mate.
Like, but he assists, right?
Yeah, but Kante is probably a better option at 5.
So.
Because remember, Kante doesn't play defensive midfield in this new Sarri ball.
Correct. He kind also of, doesn't score goals.
No, but I mean, he might grow into it where he gets 4 or 5 across the season. And that with clean sheets and the occasional assist.
Fellaini at 5.
He's going to start a lot.
He is. Yeah. That's the thing.
I mean, it's not the dumbest choice I've ever heard, weirdly.
Wouldn't mind to spread it out a little bit, though. If we've got... which games have we got here?
I do love
Watford play Arsenal. I can't bring in Will Hughes for the Arsenal game.
No, that's fair. That is fair.
Maybe go Torreira, then I swap him out.
So you're going the Arsenal player in the Watford game?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I know it is at the Emirates, so that does make sense.
So what does that leave me with? Leaves me with 0.1.
Well, there you go.
I have a team of Kepa, McCarthy. Those are the two goalies. One starter, one in backup.
Yep.
Trippier, Doherty, Alexander Arnold, Bennett, Fosu-Mensah. Not
yep.
bad five defenders, actually.
Yep.
Eden Hazard, Torreira, Richarlison, Mane, Neves as the midfield.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad, is
yeah,
it?
That's pretty good.
Especially when you consider that Hazard, Richarlison, and Mane are just instant starters.
Yeah.
And then you've got Neves or Torreira to kind of pick which one you want to rotate
in. And they both,
in.
Well, at least, you know, Neves is always going to start for Wolves. Yeah. So you're always going to have points.
And then you got Aguero, Firmino, and Zaha. Look, I'm thinking maybe I should potentially take two of these players and dump them for cheap. So I can get like a cheapie in, so I can save money and bring in a better player elsewhere.
I love that you've kind of settled on a lineup and then you're like, and now to change everything.
But thinking about, I just don't think I need Torreira. Like, he doesn't seem necessary with Hazard, Richarlison, Mane, and Neves.
But
who did Everton play this week?
But he gives you options.
Option for, what's my option?
To rotate next week. Not if it's not just this week. Remember, it's for a whole season. You don't get to
Everton
blow up the team.
Fulham, so.
You don't get to blow this up again. This is your one blow up.
Yeah, I know. I won't need to blow it up because then I'll have a good side that I only need to make one change per week.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about
you,
this.
You've like handicapped me.
I've done nothing of the sort. This was all on you.
You handicapped me.
You are the one that chose.
You're actually
poorly.
A disgrace.
Well, so harsh. Needlessly harsh. Well, come on then. So what are we
Okay,
are
I'm just going to pick someone who doesn't start ever, but is only worth 4.3. It saves me another 0.6.
In what position?
Elneny.
In what position?
Midfield.
Yeah, but then can't you just go back to Obiang?
But he's 4.4. He's another 0.1 up.
Oh, you're scraping pennies here.
Yeah, true. Obiang's at least going to start, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, this is some real penny pinching.
I don't mind a bit of a penny pinch.
Yeah, but this is like, this is crazy penny pinching.
Penny packer?
Yeah, Penny Packer.
Good Seinfeld reference.
Yeah, that's a great Seinfeld reference. All right, Penny Packer.
So 0.6 I've now got.
And where do you want to spunk it, though?
I'll make that decision in a moment. Momentarily.
Yeah, well...
Can I get that up another million? Can I do that? Can I...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful mind of Simon Says.
It is wonderful.
Where he will settle on something and then tear it all up and start again. You realize this podcast could conceivably go on for hours.
Maybe.
Just hours of just thoughtful, nuanced of
maybe
fantasy picking with long, elongated silences.
I'm going to go maybe the route of, is there a way, what's the cheapest goalkeeper?
Oh, here we go. That's where he wants to save the money.
Because McCarthy, I'm never going to play him. I'm just going to continue to play my first choice.
Unless Kepa gets sent off or something.
Yeah, and then I'll just sell him for someone else.
Okay, yeah. Well, who's the cheapest keeper then? If that's where you want to save your moolah.
There's a whole bunch at 4 million.
And how much will that save
you? Arta Boric, Button, Steele, Brian Murphy, Spironi, Skeletonberg,
Spironi,
Schofield, Whiteman, and Norris. 90% of these guys are third choice keepers.
Yes.
So they just won't play.
Gosh, Spironi must be about 70 by now.
Yeah, he would be.
Like, I remember when he came up with Palace 10 years ago.
That would save me another 0.5, taking my bank up to 1.1.
And then, okay, well, this is where you get into this, Penny Packer. So start pitching those pennies.
I love it, Penny Packer. So good.
Start pitching those pennies. Okay, so he's just sold out the keeper.
Haven't yet.
Oh, you haven't yet.
I'm just having a look at what else we got going on.
He's very thoughtful.
I am very
This
thoughtful.
Is a pensive Penny Packer.
Very pensive Penny Packer.
How's the Penske file, Penny Packer?
That's George.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just changing up the reference.
Petacek is 5 million, but I wouldn't have him as my number one.
No.
Just not been able to get
particularly not with Bernd Leno just waiting on the sidelines.
Schmeichel at Leicester.
Although he did have a great save against Everton.
Pickford at Everton, 4.9.
Not bad, but he's not going to keep as many. Yeah, he's not going to keep as many clean sheets, though, is he?
No, but do I care? Is that going to accumulate me more points than someone having that money in a different position?
Well, that's the real question, isn't it? So what are you going to do there, keeper boy? Is it going to be Kepa?
I might dump Kepa.
Okay, so he's gone. I knew that was going to happen at the start of this whole process.
Yeah,
but
he was only in there as like a temp.
Yeah, he was basically the storefront filler. He was the mannequin that was just shop dressing for you.
That's right. I mean, really, that's probably true.
Yeah, and now you're moving in for the kill.
Do I do I stump up for Joe Hart?
Why?
Well, because he's actually the third best points accumulating keeper of the season so
far. He does save a lot because West Ham was... Oh, not West Ham. Who's he at now? Burnley.
Pickford,
Burnley have been so bad.
Now I've got 1.2 in the bank.
So you've gone with Pickford.
Pickford.
You've picked Ford.
And if I dump McCarthy and I go for one of those...
Real El Cheapos. Please go Spironi. Please just
yeah,
go Spironi.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, because that's
fun. Let's put an old man on the,
yeah,
on the bench.
Yeah, that's fun.
Done.
I like Spironi. He was always...
I now have 1.7 in the bank.
Okay, so now you've got some spunk money.
That's actually a lot.
Yeah.
Now, were I to... two choices. I can... Well, no, the main choice is I drop Zaha and I go big.
Okay, well, what? How big is big?
Or I drop Alexander-Arnold and I get... Is that enough to get...
Oh, if you can get Alonso.
Alonso?
Then you're playing in a different ballpark
my,
here.
My goodness. Alonso, 6.9.
And how much is Arnold?
So wait, I could drop Fosu Mensah.
Ooh, now you...
No.
I was going to say, that's a crazy good upgrade.
No.
As much as I love Tim Fosu Mensah.
Oh, it's close though. 6.2 to 6.9. Oh, that's so close.
That's 0.7 off, mate. That's a few changes. That's not like 1.1.
Alexander Arnold, how have you gone this season?
He's not gone Alonso well. I'll give you that.
So what's he? How many? I can't read this table. Get 30. Oh no, he's done very well. 34 points.
That's very good
for only £5 million.
Yeah, that is very good.
He's done better than Trippier somehow.
Oh yeah, I think Trippier will come better though. Remember, Trippier got dropped because of his poor performance. So
yeah,
that
true.
Might be why.
True.
So where are you thinking? Are you going to change your target back to Zaha?
Maybe. Well, I've got to pick which one is going to give me the best bang for buck. Because when you're putting together a team like this, something you wouldn't understand is that you need to balance it out.
Yeah. Well, you've gone back to ignoring your midfield, so there's some balance for you.
How about that is a staggeringly good midfield. When Obiang, who is still starter, is my bench warmer.
Yeah.
You're doing well.
Yeah, my recommend there. Just to remember.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. So my 1.7 is still there. Okay, so Zaha. Let me ditch Zaha for a moment.
Dearie me.
Leaves me with 8.7.
It's not quite Aguero money, though, is it?
No. Well, no, I've got Aguero on the side.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not Aguero money.
No, it's not. It's certainly not Harry Kane money.
No.
It's not Lukaku money.
It's
not Aubameyang money.
Nope.
It is not even Gabriel Jesus or Lacazette money.
No.
It's not even Morata money.
That's what I mean. If you're going below Morata money, you probably do get Giroud money.
It is. Giroud's
Giroud money. It's Giroud money.
So I don't get what I want out of it.
No,
that's
you do
problem.
Not. And Zaha is still Zaha.
Oh, I need to save money elsewhere to get up a level.
Yep.
So I'd rather keep Zaha.
Why don't you upgrade your midfield a little bit?
Why don't I... When Zaha carries... Keep Zaha.
You got to keep Zaha. That's a no-brainer.
Oh. It's not easy.
Yeah, I don't know if this is enjoyable for anyone else to listen to, but the look of anguish on your face that I get to look at while you try to decide this live is hilarious to me.
I could cheapen one of the defense, because at the moment I've actually got 5 potential genuine starters in defense.
This allows rotation to be easier. You don't have to make as many changes every week, so you can actually target your changes more closely.
But I prefer to go in with a 5-man midfield.
You've got a 5-man midfield.
Or even a 3-4-3.
You've got a 3-4-3.
I know, but what I'm saying is that still, oh, that leaves 2 defenders that are almost somewhat superfluous.
Or occasionally obsolete, but not always, because that's how rotation works, remember?
Your kind of rotation.
Wow. That's a weird insult.
Yeah, don't even know.
No,
how it
I don't really.
Logistically, it's a bit weird.
Is it because
isn't
I spin, but I'm not much of a spinner?
No, it's true.
I don't. No,
so what?
I don't really
cheapest,
rotate.
Cheapest defenders in the game are 3.9 million.
Okay, that is very cheap. So you want to ditch a defender completely to save even more money. To try and
well,
I
it would add it would add point if I dropped Fosu Mensah for argument's sake for a crappy defender
yeah,
and I just went in there thinking that you know Trippier, Doherty, and Alexander Arnold are my minimum three.
Okay.
Well, not even actually, sorry. Think Trippier and Alexander Arnold are definite starters.
Mm-hmm. Every week.
If I drop Fosu Mensah, and that gives me an extra 0.6 on top of my 1.7, that leaves me with 2.3.
Which gets you up into the 9 kind of bracket for strikers, but still isn't going to buy you what you want.
Oh, I'm 0.1 off being able to get Alonso.
Oh, that sucks. That 0.1. sucks.
Can I that swap someone else? Suck. Okay, let me try this. If I drop him...
Oh, dear.
If I go 2 cheapies. If I go... I don't know. Who's a cheap defender here? Schelotto.
Okay. Sure. From Huddersfield?
No, from Brighton.
Oh, yeah, Schelotto.
So if I drop him... And I also drop Bennett, and I go for another one of those cheapies, those 3.9ers.
It wasn't Bennett Kelly already at Crystal 4.1? Palace. Yeah, okay. Poor old Kelly, their former right back.
That gives me 2.5 in the bank.
That's going to get you some Alonso.
Which means
that's
if I drop Alexander Arnold.
Oh, wow. You're doing anything now to crowbar players in here. You've gone nut. You've gone power crazy. You've lost your mind.
I get Alonso.
Mm.
And I'm still up with 0.6.
Yeah, that's a huge amount now.
Which actually means I can get rid of Doherty and get Alexander Arnold back.
Sure, if you want.
Done.
That's a deal. It's your team. So you started building economically and around the kind of well-priced but great point scorers, and you've gone back to just bringing in names. Name value only.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm starting to like the look of this.
Okay. Well, read out the full team then, starting at your goalkeepers and go
through. So, my goalkeepers, Pickford and Spironi. Yep. Obviously, it'll just be Pickford.
Yep.
Trippier, Alonso, Alexander, Arnold.
And then?
Kelly and Schelotto.
Mm-hmm.
But my starting 11. Think of me as the Tottenham Hotspur of fantasy.
Yeah, your starting team, amazing.
My
no
starting
depth,
11 is no fantastic, depth. But yeah. I have no depth.
No depth.
Then my midfield is Hazard, Aubameyang, Richarlison, Mane, and Neves. That's actually very deep
that's
midfield.
That's very nice. Oh, I'm not denying. That's quite nice.
Then up front, I've got Aguero, Firmino, and Zaha.
That's pretty good.
That's I mean, I'm good half all-round. Inclined to dump Neves... Get the money up that way. But again, I'm not going to get enough value out of it. So I'm happy with that team.
That's the team. Okay. The team. So hang on. So just go through it one more time.
No.
I want to hear some thought
Let
process.
Me play.
Behind...
By the way, if we actually did this without playing the wild card, just so you know, it would cost
points?
Us 40 points.
Wow.
That's our whole round.
Yeah, that is the round.
It's like we didn't play a round. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
All right, we'll make your changes. There you go.
So now if I play wild card now, this should work. You are now proposing to play a wild card. Unlimited transfers can be made this game week without points deductions. Your wild card will not be activated until you confirm the transfers.
And it is confirmed.
Done. Make transfers.
Simon Says has done his big transfer.
Confirm transfers and play wild card.
Wow.
It's done.
So there you go, everyone.
Simon oh, by the way, this automatically picked my best team.
Yeah, of course it did.
That's so good.
And so that, ladies and gentlemen, is Simon Says doing this week's fantasy. So if you have a look at this starting lineup, it's Pickford in goal, Trippier, Alonso of Chelsea, and Alexander Arnold, and his back three. That is actually.
That's amazing.
That is stylishly awesome. We're on the bench. He has Schelotto and Ward on the bench. So, Kelly on the bench. And then in midfield, he has, let me just move my microphone a little bit closer here. Then we've got Aubameyang, Richarlison, Mane, who is his captain at the moment, and Eden Hazard. Ooh, that is nice. With Neves on the bench.
I'm going to have to change captain and vice captain.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And then up front, it is Zaha, Firmino, and Aguero.
It is. What a good side that is.
That is the Spurs of fantasy. It is definitely a lovely starting 11.
Okay, now how do I choose different captain now? Because I'm certainly not doing Mane against Chelsea. And I'm not doing Hazard against Liverpool.
So who are you going to go as your captain?
Richarlison against Fulham at home. That is very juicy.
That's not bad.
Aguero against Brighton and Hove Albion.
That is sadly juicy.
All right, I think Aguero might be my captain.
That is sadly juicy. I noticed, by the way, you don't have one singular Manchester United player in there.
Because they're horrible. What an awful side that is.
We will be discussing that in our review of the round, where I'm going to have quite a few things to say about it. Just FYI.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, you're allowed to do that. But
oh, yeah, there'll be some things said. Who's your vice-captain going to be?
My vice-captain will be Richarlison.
Okay, yeah, no, that's interesting. I might have gone Trippier, but hey, sure.
Captain Aguero, vice-captain Richarlison, team saved.
And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. So that is our new fantasy lineup.
Oh, what a team that is. I'm going to post that up on Twitter and you guys can just salivate at the awesomeness of that.
So Simon says, after complaining about not getting enough points.
I got my way.
Yeah, but now it's all you. Any failure here cannot be blamed even in the slightest on me.
That's true.
The upkick here better be phenomenal. Like, if we can't very quickly break that top million, the failure is yours and yours alone, sir.
That's fair. So I have to cop that.
So I wish you luck in the wars
to
come.
I'm curious, how close is that to my other side?
Which side? Your Fox Sports one?
Yeah.
So Fox Sports, if you listened to the podcast last week, Simon says was coming first in the entire country of Australia.
Yeah.
Who play the fantasy league. He's this week dropped to a still very respectable sixth.
It's very respectable.
It's very respectable.
How is this happening?
That is very respectable. I can't even even tease that. That's like, no, that's very impressive.
I want to tease it, but I can't.
You can't be teasing that. It's too good. Even with the slip of five places, I'm like,
you know what?
Well,
I do have Alonso in that team.
Yeah, that's classy.
All right, I've got to make some changes in that side as well.
Well, let's do that one off air, because
that's off air, but that's... By the way, my team is very similar to that. I've got Mane, Firmino, Hazard in there, Alonso, Trippier. I mean, that is a very similar side.
No, I get it. You want to do what works. I totally understand. Anyway, so that is our new fantasy
you
side.
You just gave me a compliment.
Yeah.
Why?
It happens occasionally.
But that makes me feel really weird.
You know why? Because it's all on you now, so I want to build you up before I'm basically the British media now.
Yeah, that's all
right. I want to build you up so that I can slug you down later.
You're definitely... You're about the quality of the Daily Mail. Anyone listening to you would know that.
With one of the sports writers of the year in Martin Samuel, so I'll take that.
Yeah, no.
Oliver Holt, formerly of The Times, he's a very good writer. He writes for the Daily Mail now.
Guys, I'm honestly genuinely curious to know what you think of our team. Seriously, write in.
Doesn't
Jamie tweet
Carragher
us.
Write for the Daily Mail?
No. I
swear he did.
You can swear all you like. That'd be very rude.
Well, that is true. Anyway, yeah, so write in. Tell us your fantasy team.
Yeah,
join our league. Yeah, join
got?
Our league. We're on there, so...
What have you got?
That is the team that was just blown up, and we're going to come back and do a review and a preview of this week's round of the English Premier League, the actual games, and not just us... Blowing
rambling.
Farts and fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, enjoy that. Please join us for that and we'll see you soon.